This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Sports fans are mourning U.S. basketball legend Kobe Bryant, who was killed Sunday in a helicopter crash in the hills outside Los Angeles. The L.A. County Sheriff's Department says Bryant was one of five people killed when the private helicopter went down. Bryant's 13-year-old daughter was reported to be with him. The cause of the crash is unclear. Bryant became the NBA's youngest All-Star in 1998 when he was only 19 years old. He won Olympic gold medals in 2008 and 2012. He retired from professional basketball in 2016 because of sports injuries. Bryant spent much of his youth in Italy, where his father, Joe Bryant, played professional basketball. He spoke fluent Italian. He was also a writer and producer, winning an Oscar in 2018 for the short animated film Dear Basketball. U.S. President Donald Trump's legal team began their defense in the president's Senate impeachment trial this weekend. On ABC's This Week, Republican Senator James Lankford said the trial shows the House of Representatives failed in its investigation.
It looks like they're asking the Senate to go be special counsel, go search, go seek out. That's not really the task of the Senate. The task of the Senate is to hear the trial. The House is the one that's actually gathering the information for impeachment, so we're acting on what they're sending us.
On the same program, Democratic Senator and presidential candidate Amy Klobuchar says Republican senators face a crucial test in the impeachment trial.
Zero witnesses plus zero evidence equals zero justice. You can't have a trial without the witnesses. However they vote, whatever they choose to do when the evidence comes in, they cannot go down in history as the people that blocked the truth from coming forward, because eventually it will come forward.
Sunday on Twitter, Mr. Trump praised his defense team and criticized the Democrats. He's the third U.S. president to undergo the impeachment process. VOA News.